It's Double HP with Harambe on Rise FM. Good morning. Thank you so much for choosing us. We are back again. Nababa Ngomane, somebody different, is also in studio today. We spoke to her on air, I think, about 2-3 weeks ago. Dr. Kukule Tunhlego, welcome to Rise FM. I think it's your first time, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, she's nervous. She's nervous. And she's so pretty. Welcome, Ngomane. Welcome back.
Good morning, listeners. And actually, we form part of the family now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they know us very well.
Sebaya Nati, this is just.
And this is directed to you.
Yeah.
After this, we are going to give you an exam and you'll have to pass on to this. Because you have been interviewing us as if you are one of the best.
Oh,
but nevertheless, we're so much grateful to form part of this community of Rise FM. And we are so much proud that at least our community out there, they are benefiting from whatever the discussion you have.
No, absolutely.
Now people, they grab me on the street. They say, hey, man, tell me about this and this and this.
Oh, lovely.
That means that people, they listen to show.
Yeah.
And also, as they listen, they do have some sense.
Yeah.
Today we've got a special. It's not a guest. It's part of
family.
The family.
Yes.
So it's just that she's just the last born. Not the last born.
Uh-huh.
It's someone else who's still coming next week.
Is it?
It's one of our social workers.
Okay.
But let me just remind our listeners what we've been discussing. We come a long journey.
Yeah.
So you remember the first time we came in here, we've discussed about TB. The facts about TB, what was so lovely on the 29th, and also diagnosis of TB. TB preventative strategies. Unfortunately, it was online thing. I think we'll have to repeat this one at some stage.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was the phone in, it wasn't absolutely quite well.
Yeah.
We are so much proud that at least on the 21st, it was the phone in. Please, listeners, call again, drop in your messages so that at least we can clear all of the uncertainties about TB. Last week, it was a great one where we've been talking about the treatment journey.
Yes, with, so, what's his name
Mr.
again?
Mr. Hector Mahlobo.
Yes,
so
yes.
So today.
He's very, very quiet guy.
It's not my show today, Mr. Tenfego. Dr. Tenfego, it's over to you.
Thank you so much, Ntate Ngomane.
So we speak about TB today with Dr. Nhlego. Let's quickly go into the difference between drug-resistant TB and what drug-sensitive TB is. These names always confuse me, guys. I swear, they always confuse me. But let's go into it, Doc.
Okay, I think if I can briefly summarize it.
Yep.
Drug-sensitive TB, I think, is the kind of TB that we're all familiar with. Where people take treatment for 6 months.
Yeah.
I think that's one that everyone is familiar with. But with drug-resistant TB, it just means that someone no longer responds to the normal medication that we usually use for TB. So the TB bacteria that they have doesn't respond to the normal 4 drugs that we usually use for TB.
All right, so that's drug-resistant TB. And if you've got drug-resistant, do I say it like that?
Yes.
If you've got drug-resistant TB, is it because you were not taking the medication consistently? Or could it be that even though nagubatsa okay, sekufuna uthathe amaphilisi for 6 months, but it's just that severe that you have to go on and take medication? Or was it because you were just not consistent?
Okay, so how someone would actually get drug-resistant TB, there's two factors. So you can actually get infected with a drug-resistant strain. So let's
okay.
say I have a family member or a friend who's been diagnosed with drug-resistant TB. Remember we spoke about how TB is an airborne disease.
Yeah.
So if someone with drug-resistant TB now expels the drug-resistant bacteria and I inhale it, then I can get drug-resistant TB.
Uh-huh.
But also, like you said, if, let's say, for example, you're not taking your medication properly or you're not taking it for the appropriate duration of time, it can lead to developing a drug-resistant TB. So that's why it's so important that when you're diagnosed with drug-sensitive TB, that you take your treatments and you complete the course just as prescribed by your healthcare practitioner.
Are there other ways that somebody can get drug-resistant TB?
Yeah, so it sums about like the 2 ways you can get it.
Okay, all right. And how do we then diagnose drug-resistant TB?
Okay, Okay. So the tricky thing with drug-resistant TB is that it actually requires us to be able to check if the bacteria responds to the medication or not.
Uh-huh.
So with drug-sensitive TB, sometimes we can just make a diagnosis based on, for example, the symptoms that you're having, or maybe based on a chest x-ray that looks like it might be TB. However, yeah, with drug-resistant TB, we actually need to collect a sample of your sputum. So you cough up sputum, and we actually need to check if drugs are sensitive to you or not.
Okay. We are always talking about sputum. What if I have none? What if I don't have sputum? Or does everybody have sputum?
So not everyone has sputum. So it gets a bit tricky. So if you don't have sputum, like I said, with drug-sensitive TB, we can do a chest x-ray. We can base it in terms of your clinical symptoms. So are you coughing? Are you losing weight?
Okay,
are you
having night sweats? Yeah,
yeah. But with drug-resistant TB, the only way we can tell that you have drug-resistant TB is if we collect a sample of your sputum.
Uh-huh.
However, if you don't have sputum, but we do know that you actually have a contact who has drug-resistant TB, then the safest option for you would be for us to treat you as someone who has drug-resistant TB.
All right. Okay. Okay. How can we prevent? Did we speak about that?
No, not
yet. No, we haven't spoken about the prevention of drug-resistant TB.
Okay. So how you could prevent drug-resistant TB? So for example, if you have someone in the household or a colleague who has drug-resistant TB,
mm-hmm,
you can report to your nearest healthcare facility where they'll test you for TB. And if you don't have TB, we can actually put you on medication that can help prevent the TB. But again, like the general measures that we discussed previously, like making sure that the place that you're in is well ventilated so that it sort of dilutes the bacteria in the environment. Just regular cough etiquette like we had in COVID.
Yeah.
Disposing of your soiled tissues, etc. That can assist in preventing drug-resistant TB. And TB in general, actually.
Yeah. Does somebody who has TB, I think we spoke about this, Babangomane, about quarantine. They don't go into quarantine, right? Or do they go into quarantine?
So it's not necessarily a quarantine. So sometimes, depending on how infectious someone is,
okay,
we'll recommend you to stay away from work for at least 2 weeks to allow the TB medication to work,
okay,
so that you're less infectious. But there isn't really a quarantine to say you need to stay away from people. Again, the general measures like going on TB preventive therapy, putting on a mask, adequate ventilation and sunlight,
uh-huh,
that should be enough to reduce transmission.
All right. Is drug-resistant TB curable, and how long is duration of the treatment?
Fortunately, it is treatable.
Yes.
So we've actually made such long strides in our country where I think some years ago we were actually treating TB, drug-resistant TB, for up to 2 years.
Okay.
I think people can remember when people were being admitted to MDR hospitals for 2 years and they were getting injections every single day.
Okay.
But I think from about last year in Mpumalanga province, we started initiating a new regimen called BPAL, which is a six-month drug-resistant TB regimen. And now you just need to take treatment for 6 months, no injections. It's all pills. Less pills, in fact, because I think before people used to take about 7,000 tablets for the entire treatment duration, and now we've actually brought it down to about 700 tablets or so for the entire 6 months.
Oh, 7,000. That's a lot. I don't like taking medication, so I can just imagine somebody having to take
having that much.
It's a lot.
For 2 years and having to get an injection every day.
Okay, what was the injection for?
So it was to treat the drug-resistant TB.
Okay,
but like, thank God for scientists.
Yes.
Now it's all tablets just for 6 months.
All right. Babangomane, is there anything that you would like to add onto that?
Yeah. You cannot be able to say this is drug-resistant by mere looking. We always encourage people to go for screening first.
Yeah.
Then they are investigated.
Yeah.
And as we've once discussed about the issue of COVID.
Yeah.
It might also have a bearing effect on the person who's TB positive out there. Just imagine TB and COVID at the same time. So people that rather seek for medical help immediately, they mustn't just wait.
That's actually a great point that you're raising. What do the statistics say? Has there been people who have had TB and COVID at the same time?
Yes, it does. It does happen. Most unfortunately, the co-infection. But you remember during 2020?
Yeah.
So it came worse for the people who've got TB and also COVID at the same time. And the mortality rate, I'm talking of the death rate, was very bad.
Yeah.
Because it's just a combination, TB on the lungs and also the COVID that also like, once it's shared on the lungs. So obviously it was much, much worse than ever before. But lucky enough, at least now there's treatment. But we always urge people to go there for an actual screening and investigation for TB.
Yeah.
Particularly the youth, as we are approaching the youth month.
Yes.
You know, one lady whom I met in one of the malls.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know how did she know my name.
Yeah.
Then she asked me, do you think, can I go for TB test? Can you say that I'm healthy? You answered, even if I'm healthy, just like him.
Yeah.
Then I said, I don't know what is inside you. Just go out there and go for TB test, even HIV as well.
Yeah.
Like next week, Matsulu community.
Yeah.
On the 14th, they want to just work very close with the youth.
Mm.
We encourage the youth to go to the youth center around, not Matsulu, Nkwalini.
Mm.
Tegwane, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Tegwane.
Okay.
But also, we've got our digital six ray, which is currently stationed at Matsulu.
Yes.
We urge people to go there, to go for TB screening through an chest x-ray. Lucky enough, the results will come out immediately.
Uh-huh.
If ever there's doubt, they just call the doctor just next to me to say, Dokotela, can you see this x-ray? Tell us what needs to be done.
Yeah.
And also we've got another x-ray currently at Msokwabe, because Msokwabe is a bigger community.
Mm.
People, they must just go there and abuse the teacher's x-ray.
Yeah.
Please, they must just abuse it. Check my lungs. And also there's another one around Komaz at Nasi HC.
Yes.
They can just go there for a health screening.
I remember you guys mentioned that last week.
Mm.
And Dr. Nhlego, just before I let you go, mhlambe just motivate the youth. Ngosiyam siyasaba thina we are to go hamba go check us to see to check and
because,
you know, we're scared to get judged. We think we're going to get there and, you know, doctors are just, they're going to shout at us, because those are some of the things that you read, unfortunately, in the newspapers. You see on the news of, you know, just the youth being scared to go emakliniki. But nyalo siyasho sithi, no, we're going to be outside. We want to motivate you guys to check your health. So maybe just before I let you guys go, the importance of getting yourself checked and not being afraid to come forward if you feel like something is wrong, even if you don't know if something is wrong.
I think as what is it? It's Youth Month.
Yeah.
I'd really like to encourage our youth to get tested for HIV.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's scary, but I think we've made such great strides. The kind of medication that we have now, it's very tolerable. And I think just to tie it in with TB, it's to say that when you're HIV positive, you actually have a 10% annual risk of getting TB.
Yeah.
Versus someone who's HIV negative, who has a 10% risk in their lifetime. So
sure.
You can imagine how these two go together. And once you know your status, you're able to protect yourself better. We've got PrEP. It's free. It's available.
Mm.
We've got so many ways to even prevent TB. So I'd really like to just encourage the youth to just get tested.
Yeah.
Go on PrEP. get screened for TB. It's so important. People die. It's really sad. If it's a curable disease, I think it's really sad to die from something that was curable.
No, absolutely. You're right. Guys, thank you so much for coming.
Can I just pass on one message for next week regarding the fears?
Yes.
Next week we'll be having our social worker. She'll be talking about the stigma and discrimination.
Love it.
So please just listen. She'll be here just like her.
I think that's probably going to be one of the most important conversations that we're going to have, because I mean, we singakhuluma nge TB bangomane over and over and over, but bantu bayasaba. A person uyasaba kusho ngine TB, you know, because they're scared of what people are going to say. So if we have people like my social workers that are going to come here next week to encourage people, not just bantu that are living mhlambe with a disease, but even just the community, to say this is how we support somebody lokulako in that time, it's very, very important. So thank you guys so much for coming. Babingomane next week.
Thank you so much.
That's Rise of Fame.
Convene venues offer the perfect setting to host your weddings, corporate events, and so much more. For up to 100.